Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx. Member FDIC.
.319 left before halftime. USA puts on their second touchdown of the night. And now it's USA 14, BedEx nothing. We have a barn burner going on at Lakers. The All Saints scored a touchdown. An extra point was blocked, though, so it's Lakers still with a one-point lead, 7-6, with 11:51 left in the second quarter. USA's number 45, Zach Comer, ready to kick this one off. He's a 5'11", 175 senior. Right to left crosser radio, end over end, all the way down to the 5-yard line, where Dylan White has it for BedEx. Rolls to his right and to the near sideline, out across the 20 to the 25. He has a blocker and is finally forced out of bounds at the 37-yard line. And BedEx is going to be working with a mid-sized field.
Yeah, about 60 yards to pay dirt, Clark. So far, the special teams, especially kick return, has been very good for BedEx, giving themselves short fields to work with. 3 minutes, just over three ticks to go. 3 minutes to go in the game, or the half, excuse me, the game. Wow, it's not going that fast.
Wow. You're not getting paid that fast.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see if they can put some points on the board and get this game going.
Dave just used all three types of verbs on a noun there. Board, be a divide.
Yeah.
With 3:09 left in the first half.
Spit it out, man. Yeah.
USA with a 14-point lead, 14-0 over BedEx. BedEx with the ball at their own 37-yard line. Braden hands this one off to his left to McVay. He gets out across the 40 to maybe the 41-yard line. Gain of 3, 2nd and 7 coming for BedEx. 3-minute drill, if you will, Dave?
I think so, Clark. I think they're going to start getting a little more creative with their play calling here. They're going to start getting the ball to the outside and try and break free and get some big plays here. They're running not in much of a hurry right now, though, Clark.
Both out of the just breaks the huddle there with 2:35 left. Receiver wide each way. Tyler Labor now in motion to the left, and they're rolling to the left. Braden with the ball gets back to the line of scrimmage out to the 45 across the sticks, right to midfield, and now we have a rugby scrum right in the middle. He has the first down by about a yard. That's a gain of 8 for Ben Braden. Rolls to his left. He had a brought Tyler Labor, the tight end, around from the right side to the left to block for him, as well as the other two men in the backfield. Well-drawn play there by Mark Minetti.
Yeah, I like that play there. They run a run play to the far side of the field, have three basically fullbacks in front of them picking up line. Oh, no, and a flag on the play, Clark. Must have been very late. Block in the back. Back him up 10 yards.
And that's going to take all that effort from BedEx that they just had in the last play. Back him up. And it is indeed a block in the back against BedEx. So that first down, don't even think about it. They're all the way back to the almost nearly the original line of scrimmage out of the 39-yard line. 2nd and 9 now for BedEx. Repeat the down.
Penalties are a killer, Clark.
And Harbor Beach unleashing its fury very quickly. It's now end of the first quarter. Harbor Beach 29, Brown City 8. In a matter of seconds, they put on 15 points. Braden rolls to his right on the keeper. Back out to the 35-yard line, tries to cut back in, and USA is there to meet him. It's going to be a loss of 4 on the play. They say he's down right at the 35-yard line. And they say there's a USA player still grabbing for the ball. They're saying he's down, though, and there's a flag on the play. The flag is resting on the 33-yard line. No word on what it is yet. It's a face mask against USA. It's a 5-yard penalty. So from from the spot of the foul, it's now turned into a flag show here. And the color guard isn't even on the field. They march off 5 yards from the 35-yard line out to the 40-yard line.
The home team got a call there. The crowd livened up a little bit.
A little bit. Homecoming tonight. Minute 55 before halftime. USA 14. Bad X nothing. Bad X faced with a 2nd and 8. A nearly identical spot originally when they drove that sweep to the left. And now we have a timeout called by Bad X. You're tuned to WLEW. It's USA 14. Bad X nothing. 2 minutes before halftime.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
One minute and 55 seconds before halftime, Bannix calls their first timeout of the half. They trail 14-0 against USA, facing a 2nd and 8 from their own 40-yard line. Moving left to right across the radio, Bad X comes out with two receivers to the right, one to the left. Braden in the shotgun, a 5-yard shotgun. Emmerich behind him and to his right, Dylan White. Tyler Labor now rolls to his left, and it's a handoff to Emmerich right up the gut. Nothing going there, maybe a gain of one. He's out to the 41-yard line. Now 3rd and 6. 3rd and 7, somewhere in there.
Not much going there. Bad X tries to spread him out a little bit, give Emmerich some a chance to get in the open field, and couldn't get through that big defensive line.
Lakers scores with 8.5 before halftime. It's now 14-6 Lakers over All Saints. 29-8. Harbor Beach leads Brown City. And probably with a lead 24-0 last we heard over Merritt. 37 for Bass, Shane Keith from Sellers to his left, gets right near the line, is back to the first down marker, out to midfield. Gets 9 yards on the play, and the first down by 2 yards. Braden hit the line of scrimmage with a full speed, and he took that all the way to the midfield.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion there for the USA defense as they all hit Emmerich. A couple guys taking out Emmerich, the lead blocker, thinking he had the ball, and Braden just slipped in from behind and slid over for the first down. A nice, powerful run by him. Clock running, though, on Bad X here. We're under a minute now.
50 seconds remain before halftime. Bad X has exactly 50 yards for a score. Wide receiver each way. Tyler Labor in motion as well. Braden sweeps to his left. Options out to Emmerich. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard into USA. More importantly, runs out of bounds, which stops the clock at 38 seconds before halftime. USA 14, Bad X nothing. And they're saying Emmerich actually stepped out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Bad X, so it's in fact a loss of one.
Emmerich just trying to get out of bounds. Unfortunately lost a yard in the process.
You're tuned to WLAW, the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, USA at Bad X. USA with a 14-point lead, 38 seconds before halftime. Braden out of the shotgun, rolls to his left, it's reversed to the right, to number three,
field.
Seth Geiger, he has open field, he has 5, he has 10 yards, now to the 35-yard line, to the 25, cuts back into the 20, and gets forced out of bounds by a USA defender at the 19-yard line. A great call by Coach Minetti. The reverse.
To the left to the right, Seth Geiger goes all the way down to the 19-yard line, gain of 31 in doing so. And now, Bad X is within striking distance with 26 seconds for halftime.
Garrett Nitz saved a tackle. Great blocking downfield by Bad X. Encourage to see something here that's going to trick the USA defense. Let's see what Manetti draws up now. He's having a little fun.
And I'm also curious to see what team I say next. I went through about 5 on their last call. 1st and 10 from the 19-yard line. Bad X with some momentum on their side. It's a handoff.